Okay, fantastic. Wow, thank you, everyone. It's great to see all this new year, new decade energy, and to have so many people on the call today. And I want to thank Frederic for putting it out to her circle in France. It's so wonderful to have people calling in from Europe as well as the United States and Canada and the Netherlands and all over this planet. So we're all in this big thing together. So before we get started, I do want to just make a couple of short announcements. In an hour after we get off of this call, there is a worldwide collective prayer for Australia for the fires. And so anybody who wants to spend a few minutes, they're going to be focusing on, sending huge amounts of rain to those areas, gentle, consistent rain to put out all the fires. So in an hour from now, no, in an hour from when we get off the phone, so 2 hours from now, if you want to just join in your own way with that. And at the end of Anne's meditation, I'm going to do a little vision holding that we can do together for Australia. So we'll be doing that at the end of Anne's meditation. And I also want to let you know that I just put up a new page with some wonderful help from David. It's called H2O News. That's on the Global Water Healing website. And what it is links to news articles about good things that are happening with the water. Because we don't want to focus on any things that we don't want to see. We want to focus on the good things that are happening. And there are so many good things happening. And I think we have to take a little bit of credit for that because we have been holding this vision for 5.5 years now, every first Friday of the month consistently, and sending that sort of intention out into the universe, holding that vision of pristine waters makes a difference. And, a lot of times you can't see it immediately, but things are happening. And so when you got, a few minutes, go to the website, go to the H2O News page, and just take a look at some of those things. And if you run into any stories with really good news things about the water, please send them to me at mg@rockisland.com. So that would be great if you could just send those things to me, and I'll make sure they get up there. So for any new people, this is the Global Water Healing Meditation. It happens the first Friday of every month at noon Eastern Time. And we come together to do vision work and hold the vision of the waters of our planet being pristine, clear, and wonderful. And we have different meditation leaders every month. And on the website, you'll also find archives of all the past meditations. So anytime you've got half hour to do some vision holding for the waters of the planet, just go to the website, click on the archives, scroll down, and just let your intuition guide you. Pick something that calls to you. Before I introduce Anne, Shelley, could you star six and just so you can make your announcement about your Loving Waters event? See if she can get on here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, there you are.
Oh,
Okay.
okay. Thank you. And in the guise of spreading this word about the global water healing and just our ever-expanding relationship with the spirit of water, there is an event going on right now for 7 days. It's an international global event. It's called the 7 Days of Rest and radiant diversity this year. So you can go to the 7daysofrest.org and Loving Waters. For those of you who haven't heard, you can go to lovingwaters.life. And basically, yesterday I had them put on the event page this call today. So many people on this call might be newcomers to this call. So I just wanted to share that that's happening. And to continue, Loving Waters is going to be offering watershed wisdom shares every day at 10 a.m. With our Loving Waters Council stewards. And it's just a beautiful way to allow this deepening of relationship with water. And so today, as soon as we get off this call, I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live on the Loving Waters Facebook page. And it's called The Spirit of Water, Falling in Love with Life Through Our Mystical Encounters with Water. And today specifically, which I think you'll all love, and I'll end right here because I know we want to get on, is today is Befriending Diverse Human and Non-Human Perspectives. It's that encounter with the beautiful children of the sea that we're speaking to today. So with that, thank you so much, Mary, and stay connected through lovingwaters.life. There's a calendar there. And
okay.
We continue to support this call as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Shelley. If you can star six yourself again, that would be great. Okay, I think we got all the announcements out of the way. So I'd like to introduce our meditation leader today. It's my old friend, Ann Gordon, who's a dolphin and whale wisdom expert. And Ann grew up on the shores of Puget Sound, and I met her way back on Orcas Island. And when she was growing up, she spent a lot of time with my whale friends, boating around with her family, and oh gosh, she studied biology and animal behavior in the university, and she was a zookeeper, and she trained wild animals for educational programs, and then she started training domestic and wild animals for the movie industry, which was really cool. And through that, she ended up moving down to Panama, where she pioneered the whale-watching industry there. So since 2007, she's been leading whale and dolphin wisdom retreats. She takes people out to spend time and to connect deeply with the dolphins and the whales. And so Anne is very connected to the water and to our mission here, so I'm excited to have her here today. So Anne, take it away.
Thank you so much. It's always fun to be here, and gosh, I can't believe it's been 5.5 years since we first started these. You started these, and I was there in the beginning, and I just love that your consistency and dedication to keeping this project going. So good for you.
Well, it takes all of us, and I appreciate, you know, you offer, you know, doing meditations, and you and David both did so much work on getting that website set up. It would not exist if it was up to me, because I can't do that kind of stuff. So anyway, it's great to have you here.
Thank you. It's a team. We're a pod.
Yeah.
So today I tuned in, and some really fun and interesting perspectives came through, and I always think I know what the meditation's going to be about, and then I start it, and then it kind of takes a life of its own. So we'll just go ahead and get started. I know the theme, and we'll see what happens. All right, everybody. So just get your body comfortable. Close your eyes. Take some deep cleansing breaths. And just allow your body to relax. And with each exhale, just feel the tensions and the stresses and the day-to-day busyness just float away. And just tune in to the flow of your breath, the in and the out, the tiny little movements of your body, that there's always something moving in your body. Your blood is flowing. And what Spirit guided me to talk about and share with you today is the word flow, and how flow is the key to life. Flow is the key to vibrancy. Flow is the key to health. And think about it with the water around the world in whatever form it is, whether it's a raindrop, moisture in a cloud, in a stream, even in a puddle, and of course in the ocean. And even in the ice and the glaciers, there is flow. It never stops moving. So just imagine this flow of the water around the earth, that the water molecules are at their best when they are moving. And that, think about pictures that you've seen of rivers and water areas in distress, maybe polluted or toxic. They're generally stagnant. They're not moving. The flow has been cut off. But when you imagine a stream or a healthy river or the ocean, there's flow. There's movement. And that movement is what keeps everything moving, and it keeps cycling. And through the cycle, the water is able to cleanse itself. So as we gather today, set your intention on creating and restoring the natural flow of water in whatever form it is, everywhere on the earth. And in areas that have become blocked for whatever reason, whether a road has been put in to close off a stream, or a dam has been built, or whatever it is that's blocked that flow of water. Know that water is always seeking to move. And envision beautiful new openings for those stagnant areas of water on the earth. See them opening up in healthy, beautiful ways to flow and move freely and continue on its journey. For truly, even for water, life is about the journey and the movement and the flow. It's not about staying in one place and being satisfied with that. It's about continuing to move and transform and shift and embrace every form it takes. Whether it's a molecule of moisture in a cloud that then gathers and gets heavy and forms a raindrop, or a snowflake that falls down onto the land, maybe into the mountains, creating an ice pack that then slowly moves down and melts into a small stream that flows down and joins other small streams into healthy, vibrant rivers flowing through the land past cities, but continuing to flow and move, cleansing and clearing, shifting and transforming as it goes. And then flowing out to the ocean and adding new fresh water into the ocean water, blending, mixing, and meeting other molecules of salt and minerals, providing a home for so many animals and plants. And then from the ocean, it evaporates back up into the clouds. And the cycle begins again. And the flow just keeps moving, never stopping. And that flow will also include when it rains or snows back to the ground, into the streams and the rivers, and lands on plants, and the plants absorb those water molecules, and using them to grow strong and healthy and vibrant. And it shows us how healthy and flowers and fruits and nuts and berries, an abundance of life, all because of the flow of water. And then it also falls where all of the animals, including the humans, can drink that water, bringing that flow into our own bodies, mixing with our bodily fluids, into our stomach, using the minerals from the water, mixing into our blood, into our own streams and rivers, in our own body, keeping our body flowing and healthy and vibrant. Just realize how important that flow is, and imagine all water in whatever form it takes, whether it's inside the body of an animal or a person or feeding the cells of a plant or trickling through a beautiful brook or stream, river, ocean, in the polar ice caps, wherever it is flowing. Just visualize all water in whatever form. It is not stopped. It is not stagnant. It is flowing. It is alive. It is vibrant, and it is contributing to all of life that exists on the planet. This beautiful flow of life. And that when there are blockages, that Mother Earth reaches out and takes care of herself and creates storms, maybe typhoons or hurricanes, to make up for the blockage, to cleanse the area with one powerful sweep, to restore it back to its natural flow. And that when areas of dryness or fires happen, they're calling for flow. They're calling for that flow of life, the life-giving water. And visualize that water falling wherever it's needed most on the planet, bringing that flow of life back. Seeing the entire planet in balance, in flow. The natural current of energy that the water brings wherever it touches. and think about flow in your own life, that this is also a beautiful metaphor for our own life, that when we are stuck and stagnant and facing challenges, we are not in flow either. That our life is best when we move forward, when we are in flow with nature, with our spirit, with our passion and our purpose. That we are in perfect flow. And just imagine, instead of this human body that can be a little clunky and awkward at times and not feeling very fluid, but just imagine your body as a dolphin or a whale that is very fluid, that can swim easily and fast, gliding through the water, also never stopping, always moving. And when you watch a dolphin, sometimes they're swimming quite fast and it looks like they're hardly moving at all. They're so in tune with the flow of the water and the flow of life that when you are feeling stuck, ask to be transformed into flow the way the dolphins and the whales are. And remind yourself that you are made up of so much water. And within your body, there's always flow. For if there's not, there's disease. That within your own body, everything is flowing and moving as it should in perfect balance. And then envision your body aligning and synchronizing with the flow of the water on the planet, the flow of the ocean, the flow of the rivers and the streams, the rain and the snow, that this movement is what keeps everything healthy and vibrant and active. Just envision the entire planet, everything in perfect flow, everything in balance, everything vibrant and alive and healthy and glowing because of the flow of water. Nothing is restricted. Everything is easy. And the joy and the sense of peace that comes from being in flow, being in balance. This is how Mother Nature intended life to be on the planet. And the water is the perfect example for all aspects of life to be healthy, to be alive, to be in flow. So think about how in your life you can bring in more flow. And as you do this, just align yourself with the water in whatever form you resonate with. You are water. You are meant to be in flow. And the more you are in flow, the more water is in flow. And it's this beautiful cycle of health that continues. The more you are in flow, the more everything is in flow. It's this beautiful ripple effect of health. This beautiful flow happening all around you. So every day you can imagine being in flow. Just for a couple of minutes each day, just see your body in flow. See the world in flow. See the water moving as it should. Opening up all those stagnant areas, letting the water find its path, its rightful path. Moving along, touching every life form it passes. So as we close, let's send our gratitude to the water for creating this beautiful life of flow that we all are a part of, even if we didn't know it before today. Thank you, water. Thank you for giving us life. Thank you for being a part, such a huge part of our lives, huge part of our body, and a huge part of the beauty that we are able to appreciate every moment. So move forward, move in flow, and the waters will thank you. And we are complete.
Okay, so from this place, let's just take a minute to visualize Australia. Maybe put yourself up on the space station, looking down, seeing that country. And notice that there are a lot of rain clouds, gentle rain clouds, just gathered, like all of the clouds came and gathered on that right side of Australia. And it's just raining gently, gently, gently down on that country, nourishing the land and the people and the animals and the plants. And let that water just flow down into the earth. And notice that new little plants are growing up. Sense and feel the joy in those plants. The joy in the animals to be in this gentle, steady rain. And the joy in the people's hearts. Feel the joy in the soil and all the beings that live under the surface, welcoming these flowing, gentle, consistent, beautiful rains, allowing all of this water to flow down into Australia. And now see the clouds dissipating. And look at Australia with perfectly clear skies. Green countryside. In its pristine and perfect state of vibrant health. And let's just hold that vision and intention of perfect, vibrant health, balance for Australia. And let that intention and vision spread out to encompass the earth, the entire earth. So let's take a minute to hold the vision of perfect harmony, balance, pristine waters around the planet. And that any excess water goes to those places that are most in need. So you can gently return to the earth, come back down into your physical body, into your room, whatever space you're in right now physically. Start bringing your consciousness back into your body, wiggling your toes and your fingers and stretching a little bit, opening your eyes, but keeping that intention, that prayer, that gratitude in your heart for the flow of water and that it will flow to those places most needed right now. So back in your bodies, come on back. Thank you, Anne. That was beautiful. I love the flow.
Yeah, wasn't that fun? That's what came in this morning when I tuned in. It's like, oh, this is cool. I love this.
Very cool. Very cool. And it's something, you know, we can all remember and keep in our hearts. So if there is someone who would like to share something or ask Anne a question, or then just hit on your phone *6 and tell us your name and Anne will have a chat with you.
I loved how the flow was such a metaphor for so many things in our lives. You know, it just so it was just, you know, it's one of those things when you get it from spirit, it's like so obvious once you know it. It's like, yeah, it's so true. We need flow in every aspect of life.
We do. We do. So is there someone who would like to say something, share something? *6.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Hi. I'm where I sit right now in my apartment is on an island in the middle of Biscayne Bay.
Mm.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
And I'm very blessed to see dolphins all the time.
Nice.
Sorry. Anyway, when you were talking about the dolphins, I connected with the dolphins out here in the bay, and I was just overwhelmed by their gratitude.
Aww. Beautiful.
Yeah, they were They wanted to express their gratitude. So thank you from Miss Kate Bay.
Oh, thank you for sharing. And it's we love them so much, and we give them so much of our love. And it's beautiful to know that they are receiving it and sharing their gratitude back with us. That's an honor. Thank you.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
How do I put myself back on mute?
Oh, just star six.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And there are so many dolphin and whale people on these calls every month, too.
Yes.
That they're always tuning in to whatever it is we're doing. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yes, hi. This is Larry Hannon.
Hey, Larry.
Can you? I promised Muriel Lindsay I would record her dolphin letters, and I have been dead in the water. So the whole aspect of flow is significant. Mm-hmm. But Muriel sent me a message. She said, recording the letters will likely do you a world of good. I look forward to hearing you give voice. Not sure why I want to say this, but I find myself wanting to encourage you to listen to water, bubbling brooks, waterfalls, fountains, rains. Keep me informed on your progress, Larry. The dolphins here wish you the best. I have no doubt. Me too. So there, bubbling brooks, waterfalls, fountains, that's water in flow.
It is.
In other words, Larry, get flowing. I've just been dead. I recorded the first letter and I couldn't go any further. I just stopped dead for 2 months.
Wow. Yeah.
So maybe this is the message. Thank you, Anne, once again. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, you're so welcome, Larry. And I love that Muriel tuned into the water and that this put it all into perspective for you. And that.
Yeah.
What I'm guided to. And I'm guided to what came through was, you know, what is it that you're afraid of that's got you stopped?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Because
I have a good idea what that is.
Yeah, I know you, and I love you, and I know you have so much to give, and the world needs you to be in flow.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Very inspiring, yes.
Good.
And
rear in flow.
There you go. And, you know, Muriel is going to be leading the meditation next month on February 7th here. So,
is that right?
Yes. So she's up next.
Yeah.
Yay.
Sad to say I haven't talked to her in 2 months. She's beginning to wonder because I told her 2 months ago, I'm going to record the letters. And she's heard nothing. So I got to get in touch with her.
Right.
And thank her for her wisdom that Anne confirmed.
Nice.
So, okay,
good luck,
I'll get out of here. Okay, thank you.
Larry, this is Bonnie Blue and Anne and Mary and everyone. And Larry, when you speak your voice on that first letter that you did, as you know, I've told you this once before, and it was so beautiful. You became the dolphin. Halfway through, all of a sudden, you said something, and I did tell you I was going to go through that. I'll find that point where all of a sudden you became dolphin, and it was just so miraculous and so beautiful. So I encourage you to go forward in your flow and do those letters for us all and the dolphins. And it's interesting, as I sit here, my heart pounds because giving my voice has always been difficult for me. But when Anne was talking, doing her meditation, not only did the planet become the drop, become the water, but I became the water. And as I flowed as a dolphin, my heart wasn't pounding. Oh, it's pounding now for some reason, but that's okay. The dolphin is important as. And as that first woman came on, how beautiful that was for her to share her voice and the gratitude the dolphins are giving to us, because that's what matters. And our voices being a collective to help this planet. And as I became the water, and when Mary, when you were doing the beautiful meditation, I became the water, the rain, over Australia. So that was so beautiful. So thank you so much, and I love you all. Thank you, Anne. I love you. Thank you.
I love you too, Bonnie Blue. Great to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie. I unmuted myself just to say thank you to Bonnie.
Larry, you are the source. I love you, Larry. Please share your voice. Thank you.
The voice is unbelievably powerful, and I realize I have a gift, and I need to use it.
You do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll get out of here again.
Love you. Be in the flow.
Now, here's Sabina, Larry, and everybody. Just a little thing. I was thinking about the water freezes sometimes. And then it looks like nothing's happening, but it's just like the earth having the seeds in it. And then when it melts, it releases all that. So that's, you know, for the last 2 months especially.
Yeah, and in glaciers, they're actually moving. You know, some of them faster than others, but they're actually moving along, so they're in flow. And I think even on the lakes, they're still moving a bit.
Well, they're dancing with us. They contain all our experiences from all our time here, and then when they melt, they release that.
Yeah.
And that work, I think that works with us. So, you know, all the things that have been held in that time of quiet, of silence, they can be released and included in the voice in that assignment that Larry is doing. But it's also that way.
Yeah,
altogether.
Hey, Sabina, great to hear you and connect with you again. And yeah, I think that when it is in ice, that there is a period, that it's healthy to have a period of dormancy, which is different than stagnancy. Because in dormancy is when we go within, is when we are introspective, and as you say, it holds the energy, and then when it's time, the right time, then it releases and shifts and transforms. So, yeah, it's all in flow, whether it appears that it is or not to our human eye. But as Mary said, that I think that there is flow even in ice, like when the lakes are frozen and everything, there's still flow happening. It's just not as easy to see with our human eyes.
Thank you.
Anybody else have something you'd like to share or say?
Hi, this is Linda. I was just thinking, you know, I loved your meditation, both of you, and I was just thinking, no, what was I thinking? It just left me. Oh, yes, I've been listening to some predictions and about coming into 2020 and beyond, and people are talking about, you know, the flowing, the oneness, you know, going beyond duality, and I think this is all, I think that was so perfect for starting the year off. And starting the decade off. So
nice.
I appreciated that.
Well, good, Linda. That's great. And it was a real honor when I realized, when we booked this way out, I didn't even think about the fact that this is the first meditation of the year and the first one of the decade. So it's a huge honor to kick us off that way, and beautiful that spirit shared with us about flow to begin our new year, our new decade.
Yeah. And I loved everybody else's comments, you know, especially about the dolphins, how appreciative they were, and Bonnie Blue being the rain, and, you know, it was just so perfect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Great to have you here.
This is Stella. And I want to say hi to Anne.
Hey, Shelley.
Hey, hi. I want to just follow that thread because I, too, feel like this is the great global pod here holding, and 2020 being clear vision, you know, that we have that
sense of innate, inherent communication with the water and and the elementals, and just to really ask for that assistance, you know, just to open to receive the information from the field through the water itself. So I feel like that really happened here today, and I'm taking that into my my Facebook Live, Spirit of Water, and I'll be speaking about this call, and I'm just really happy to be here. So thank you so much, Mary, and everyone who comes and participates in this experience of love through water. Thank you.
Thanks, Shelley.
Yeah, great to have you here, Shelley, and great to reconnect with you, and thank you for sharing.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead. Oh, you remuted yourself. That was someone in France.
So
there
I
you
want
go.
To thank you. Yes, great. Hi, I'm Muriel. And I want to thank you, Anne, and Mary, and my sister, Frederic, for all the dolphin and well connection. And I really enjoyed the meditation. I was quite moved by it. Even I shed some tears, and I just thought, well, that's water. And I just wanted to share with you an image that I've had 2 days ago. I live in Normandy, amidst marshes, and we got below freezing 2 days ago, and the water was quite frozen in the morning. And I just walked, and I saw these two beautiful swans who live nearby, and they were completely still. And I just thought, this is unusual, really unusual, because nobody, they move or gently, but they were completely immobile, like they were meditating. And I just stand still observing them. And actually talking to a friend afterwards, what they were doing was they were waiting for the ice to melt. And it really made me think about what you were saying, Anne, about, you know, there is always flow under the ice, under the water, under the ice. And I just observed how nature knows so well and how in tune they were with the environment. So, so I just wanted to share that because it was very beautiful and very graceful.
That's beautiful, Muriel. Thank you for sharing that. And I love that the swans were in sync with the water and the ice. They were just patiently waiting for the water to open up. And that's how we all need to get into the flow of life, that we all, you know, just get in. We don't fight it. We don't force it. We just patiently wait for what we need.
Yeah.
And I also love that you shared that you shed some tears, because that is flow. And we humans are so bad about blocking our emotions. And then problems happen. But when we let our emotions flow, give ourselves permission to feel them, then we also become healthier and more vibrant and more in touch with ourselves. So thank you so
Absolutely. And I so love, we talked as well. Thank you, Mary, for speaking about Australia. Yeah, I just feel very in tune with that. So bless you all.
Thank you, Mary.
Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, I think we're complete.
One more tiny thing. Oyster, my puppy dog, he's a little white fluffy puppy dog who he almost transitioned, so he's a little angel. He's always been an angel. All dogs are angels, but he's extra special for me. But he was sitting on my tummy when we were doing the meditation, Anne, and he never, I don't know if it came from a tear or what it was, but this little drop of water came from him and landed on my hand, and I watched it flow down my hand as you were talking about flow. So that was Oyster showing us that we, you know, we are the water and the flow. And also when I said I became the water over Australia as a drop, we all were, each of us were a drop of water over Australia. So I just wanted to tell you about Oyster's contribution of his water a drop, and also that we are over Australia.
That's fun. Thanks for sharing, Bonnie Blue. I love it.
And Oyster says hello, everyone.
Hi, Oyster. Of you too.
David?
And David, did you want to say something? You keep popping in.
Oh, just that you were the perfect person to start us off on the new decade, and thank you. It was a beautiful meditation.
Aw, thank you.
Okay, well, let's wrap this up. And what I'm going to do is unmute the call, and we can all have our chaotic goodbye. We can all say goodbye and Happy New Year at the same time. This is always our fun part. Thank you so much.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.